good and dedicated man. I knew him, I've seen him once or twice, but my brother-in-law was closely in touch with him, and he tells me that he is a wonderful person.
And how do you think his killing will reverberate within the Christian community? Some people are saying that, you know, this the fact that he's been killed could force the church to go underground.
Well, I thought that this is probably what they should do now. It is not only his killing now. Since June 2007, this is the fourth big attack on the Church of Mosul. In June, if you remember, Raghid Ghanni with the three deacons were shot dead in front of their church. In October, two priests were kidnapped, and it took them a month in order to release them. In January, there were three attacks on four churches and a convent. And in March, we have the kidnapping of this bishop with the killing of the three people who were with him. So the events seem sinister, and they give the message that we are not going to leave the Christian community in peace.